You have to stop blaming yourself. Why? Because the thoughts that are happening, once you have projected certain ideas and thoughts towards somebody, and they have responded in a certain way, like they did not respond, or they responded whatever it is. In this specific case, they did not respond, and they don't want to talk. Then you, actually not you, but the mind or the ego, is starting to project, because it cannot project them anymore because they are not responding. You're like, it has nothing to do, but it goes back and projects it at you, at your being. And you find yourself blaming yourself for it because you think that your thoughts are yours. I know it's a kind of a strange concept, but this is not a concept, it's an observational state. If you're watching your mind constantly, 24/7, you would notice what it's doing. It's like 50,000 thoughts, somebody said, there are. Do you know what's 50,000 sentences? Together with like thousands of images? It's someone is playing a movie in your head and you're kind of aware but not aware. It's like a TV in the background. That TV is affecting you. Because it's talking about your life. And you think that that's you. Whatever it is. You're blaming somebody or you're blaming yourself. There's a blame, there's a guilt aspect to it. And that's how ego thrives. It's his fertile ground for living. It lives like that. Loves conflict and drama. Just look at the TV shows. It's even comedy shows. There's always some kind of drama. Who invented the TV shows most of the time? Unless it's some kind of really inspirational kind of movie. There's drama, of course, but there's a resolution at the end. We all go home happily ever after. In most dramas, there's drama, continual drama, and there's a resolution, but maybe not. The drama that continues. There's no end to it. Ego does not want to end the drama. Sometimes it gives an idea, oh, maybe we can find a solution, and calms down for a little bit, because you will notice that something is wrong. If it's dramatic all the time, you'll be like, well, this is kind of bad. I want this to stop. So it gives you like some good experiences, some good thoughts, positive thoughts. But then, just a little bit after that, it gives you drama again. So, it's you or it. You cannot choose ego or your own happiness. Or you can. Or you can. It's always a matter of choice. Now. And then now. This is how we live. Now. We don't live tomorrow. You're making choice now to listen to what I'm saying. There is something inside of you has made a choice that this information is valuable to you. That you want to implement this information maybe for the future in your life. But right now, a part of you reacts to it. And it's deciding, this is good for me. Which part of you is deciding that? Instantly. It's going to be the part that is your being. Your being wants to feel good. Your thoughts could care less about you feeling good. Your thoughts want to think, want to create noises, voices, screaming voices, low voices, whispers, want to create images. Images and projections of all kinds. If it's like this, it's going to be like that. It's absolutely not interested in listening to you. The mind. He just wants to talk. Like, you and I are communicating right now, with me talking more, and suddenly the third person comes in and starts talking over us and over me. Constantly. And then it pulls out a book. Or no, it pulls out its phone and starts showing you videos on the phone while talking. Like in our faces. Trying to distract us from communicating with each other. Well, that's what mind is. I call it the ego too. You can call it the devil for all that matters. Because what it's doing, it's evil. The evil devil. I could care less, but the term is actually quite descriptive. If someone is harassing you constantly, and you literally have no defense, you just have to kind of withstand its attacks, its abuse, through focusing on your own self, that's evil. And it's happening within us all day long with our thoughts.